Welcome to episode 8. We're going to be doing group stage predictions for the World Cup. There are 8 groups, A through H, and I'm going to be telling you which 2 are going to make it out of the group stage. So for each group, they play each other. So each team plays 3 games, and the top 2 of each group go through. So that's why I'm going to be giving you the top 2 teams out of each group. And yeah, these are some interesting groups. Thank you for listening. All right, guys, let's get started. The first group is going to be Group A. In Group A, there's Russia, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Uruguay. Let's see. Out of these 2, Russia's going to go through. They're the home country. The home country always does really good in the World Cup because they have a whole fan base behind them. And I don't think that Russia's going to be okay with their national team going out in the first round. So that's why Russia's going to go through. Saudi Arabia, they're not going to be a contender in this group. Egypt, Salah, they have a great player that he's going to be hard to contain. But Uruguay is going to go through with Russia. They have Luis Suarez up top. They're very dynamic. They play in the Conmebol, which is the South American qualifying tournament. And it is very tough to get out of there. So the fact that they got out of there ahead of Chile just tells you to the kind of competition they play on a regular basis. And they have Godin in the back. They have a Midel. And so they have a lot of key parts that are going to allow them to get through. I see Uruguay getting farther than Russia after this. Group B is Portugal, Spain, Morocco, and Iran. This one's kind of easy. Portugal and Spain are going to go through. Ronaldo's not going to go out in the first round. And the Spanish team is looking like the Spanish team of old. They are really, really, really back into the mix of top teams in the world. So I expect both of those 2 teams to get really far, at least to quarters of this tournament. Group C, France, Australia, Peru, and Denmark. Oh, this is a tough group. I think this might be one of the toughest groups. Why? Because they're all not amazing teams, but they're very quality teams. So, you know, the matchups are going to be pretty tight for each of the teams. Overall, though, France has a more dominant team. They may get farther, but it just depends who they have to play throughout the next round, because I don't see them playing better than Spain. I don't see them playing better than Argentina, Brazil, Germany, and Mexico. I don't see him playing, or even Belgium. I don't see him playing better than them. So in this group, it's going to be France and Peru. The same reason I chose Uruguay. They play in a tough qualifying group. So getting out of that group, they have to play Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Uruguay. And I mean, Denmark also plays in a tough qualifying group, but I don't see them being a dynamic team like the young Peruvian team. All right, Group D is Argentina, Iceland, Croatia, and Nigeria. This one is also a very tough group. Argentina, of course, they have the god on their team, Messi. Messi's going to carry this team. And I also see Croatia. I saw Croatia play against Mexico with not a lot of their good players, and they looked amazing. So I'm going to take Croatia just because I've seen them play a lot. I haven't seen Iceland play, and I haven't seen Nigeria play too much. So I'm going to go with Croatia and Argentina. Croatia also did well last World Cup, so I see them getting through. Brazil, Switzerland, Costa Rica, Serbia is Group E. Brazil, one of the favorites to win this, so I'm going to push Brazil straight through. And I'm going to push Costa Rica straight through. Why? Because they played very well last World Cup. They got to quarters. No one expected them to get to quarters. So I'm going to choose Costa Rica to get through. I believe they're going to play well. And I think they're just going to grit it out. They're just going to either build a wall at the back with Navas and in goal. And I think I don't see Serbia. They've never been a really big team. Switzerland is always iffy. They did have that one World Cup in 2010 where they beat Spain, and then Spain ended up rolling over everyone. So Costa Rica and Brazil for this group. Group F, this is a really tough group. So it's Germany, Mexico, Sweden, and Korea. Korea teams are always, you never know how they're going to play, because they're scrappy and they don't play any of the good teams in qualifying. So you never know what they're like, and they're never really covered by the media. So you never know, if what they're going to be covered by. And then there's Sweden, Mexico, and Germany. Germany, the world champs, are going to go through. Then goes Mexico and Sweden. I see Mexico going through. Sweden came on really late. They don't have Zlatan, and they don't have that like amazing figure that I think will make the Mexican national team like shy down. The Mexican national team is only really worried about Germany, and they probably are not thinking too much of the other games because they know they're good enough to beat them. So I see Mexico and Germany getting through. Belgium, Panama, Tunisia, and England make Group G. Belgium and England get through. England has a young, dynamic team. They're going to be very fast with Sterling and Rashford on the flanks. And I see Belgium have one of the best teams, man-for-man, that any team has. They're very good man-for-man, but I don't know if they play really well together. You know, they're always iffy. So I see Belgium and England getting through, but I believe England will go farther than Belgium. This England team is looking very good with a lot of youngsters. So I see Belgium and England going through. And then the last group is Poland, Senegal, Colombia, and Japan. And I see Poland because they have Lewandowski. He's gonna get some goals, and he's always a threat. He's probably one of the hardest forwards to stop. So I see him getting through, and I see Colombia getting through because they have James Rodriguez, and they always play flashy, good football. And they're also in a tough qualifying. So you think about the South American qualifying. Who made it? Uruguay, Peru, Argentina, Brazil, and Colombia. Five teams. And who didn't make it? Chile. Chile did not qualify, and Paraguay did not qualify. So, you know, this kind of tells you how difficult it is to be a really good team in that area. And they play really good soccer. They play really good quality dynamic soccer, and these teams are also made for these tournaments, because most of their players don't play in big teams. So when all these South American teams come together, you know, their countries make sure that these players are ready, and that the best pool of players are there at the World Cup. You think about, like, even Argentina, they left Icardi out. Icardi was a top scorer in the Italian league, and he's not there. Chile is not there. Vidale and Alexis aren't in the World Cup. And Colombia always has very great dynamic players. A lot of them play in the Mexican league, a lot of them play in the Brazilian league. So, you know, they're always going to compete. And Uruguay always has a lot of great talent in Europe, so they can bring players from all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Uruguay is always going to play great soccer. Sorry about that. That was my neighbor. I'm in my car, and so my neighbor didn't know that I was in my car. But, yeah, I'm getting ready to go to work. So thank you for listening to my predictions for group stage. If you don't like my predictions, let me know, and let me know what teams you think are going to go through. Thanks for listening. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.